Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, feeling more like summer than spring today as the air quality takes a turn for the worse. AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr joins us live now to fill us in on how the forecast is shaping up. Heather?
For very hot weather across the area for today, certainly hotter than we have been seeing most of the time so far this year. We have an air quality alert that's in effect from the city on north and east. That goes into effect at 11 o'clock and runs through 11 p.m. this evening. Highs yesterday were mostly in the low to mid 80s around the city and nearby suburbs. Today, it's going to be in the upper 80s, close to 90. And the farther north and west you go across the area, the more likely you are to be at or above 90. The humidity is also going to be a little higher for this early in June. Not oppressive, but still enough to add to the heat effects. So between the air quality and the heat, you want to avoid strenuous activities for long periods if you can today. I'm meteorologist Heather Zehr with AccuWeather on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And of course, stick with 1010 Winds for updates on the forecast from AccuWeather today. Well, only a few weeks ahead of the mayoral primary, the most prominent progressive member of Congress from New York has announced her endorsement. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has gotten behind Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani, whose platform is quite similar to her own.
Mamdani putting out a statement calling AOC a once-in-a-generation leader, and that he's honored to have her endorsement. Now, I asked Miriam, do endorsements like this matter?
I think it definitely will make a difference. I think people, maybe young people, will be more engaged, activated to vote.
Could AOC's endorsement make a difference? Could push him over the top, or...
I hope it does make a difference.
Cuomo.
No, I do not want Cuomo. Yeah, I'm deciding between putting Brad Landers or Mamdani as number one.
We've also learned of another endorsement. Congresswoman Yvette Clark is supporting Adrienne Adams in her Democratic bid for mayor. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Ocasio-Cortez says she'll put Adrienne Adams second on her ranked choice ballot. Brad Lander third, followed by Scott Stringer and Zelnor Myrie, she says. Primary day is June 24th. Early voting begins June 14th. Well, gun violence last night in Chelsea, taking the life of a young man. 21-year-old Raquis Cohen found shot in the neck right in front of his own home on West 17th Street. Officers that answered a 911 call about an assault in progress found him. Now, investigators are trying to figure out just what happened to the victim. No arrests yet. Law enforcement on Long Island report busting up a multi-million dollar car fraud ring, one that had been in operation for the last 3 years. According to Suffolk prosecutors, the scheme worked like this. The perps would go to local car dealerships, falsify loan applications using phony pay stubs and inflated credit scores, and then pick up vehicles with little or no money down. The cars, though, quickly resold with phony titles after liens were erased and DMV paperwork was forged. All told, more than 130 vehicles believed to be worth well over $5 million altogether were illegally sold, allegedly, often online via CarMax and Facebook Marketplace, or to co-conspirators carrying backpacks full of cash, according to investigators. 33 people have been busted, including Mark McCall and Keith Agard, two brothers from Suffolk County, who were the alleged ringleaders. Well, deliberations due to begin today at the Harvey Weinstein sex crimes retrial after the jury gets legal instructions from the judge this morning. In closing arguments, the prosecution described the one-time powerful movie studio boss as holding, quote, the golden ticket to show business success, and that he used it to sexually assault women. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to raping a woman in 2013 and sexually assaulting two others. He has already been convicted of sex crimes in both New York and California, but his New York conviction was overturned last year. No arrests yet after a fatal shooting late last night in Hell's Kitchen. The victim, a man who was gunned down on West 42nd Street between 8th and 9th Avenues. It happened around 10:45 last night, according to investigators. The victim has been identified as 30-year-old Marco Reyes of the Bronx. No word yet from investigators about the reason he was targeted, if any. The only description police have of the suspect so far is that they were wearing all black. Anyone with information as to please contact the NYPD. Well, police are now searching for two men wanted for questioning after a stabbing yesterday at the South Shore YMCA in Staten Island. A 23-year-old man stabbed in the back last night, happened around 9:20 during a dispute inside the facility on Richmond Avenue. EMS rushed the man to Staten Island University Hospital. We're told he is in stable condition. E-bike riders with a need for speed now being targeted by the mayor as complaints grow from pedestrians who've had to dodge electric vehicles.
No more a bike pedal to the metal if the mayor has his way. Eric Adams says, slow it down. The limit is 15 miles an hour.
We've all had this experience. You know what it is like trying to cross the street in an e-bike or e-scooter. Either runs you over or your family member over.
In fact, I had that experience several times here near Rockefeller Center this morning. But I did see this guy. He was doing it all right, biking nice and slow and even wearing a helmet.
The mayor wants to keep it at 15 miles an hour. I know you're one of the first people I saw actually keeping it to the speed. Do you think that's necessary?
I do think it's necessary because I don't feel safe when I'm walking or flying through the intersection. So I'm all for it. Thank you, yeah.
But you think you think it'll work? You think it'll make it safer for people?
If people abide by it, yeah.
But will they?
if there's enforcement.
Yes, the question of enforcement. We'll see. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at 46th and 6th.
The jury is due to hear from a third and final alleged victim of Sean Diddy Combs at his sex trafficking trial today. The woman is a single mother who became romantically involved with Combs in 2020. Prosecutors say the woman, who will testify under the pseudonym Jane, was sex trafficked by the hip-hop mogul as recently as last year, and that he pressured her to say her sexual encounters with him were consensual. After authorities began investigating, prosecutors say her testimony will run at least 5 days.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.